Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny and very troubled planet. And as usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the south before dawn. Also, don't forget that Venus can be seen in the western evening sky during sunset. The moon this week will be approaching its full phase, and so stargazing for those faint objects is going to prove challenging.
How about for that comet we've got coming up?
Well, funny you should say that. And also, remember last week we celebrated the birthday of the Hubble Space Telescope. Well, it just so happens that Hubble has marked its birthday by taking images of this comet. And in fact, the comet is breaking up. Now, this comet is known as Atlas, and it's due to make its close approach to the Earth on May 23rd, and may actually be visible to the human eye.
And if it breaks up, does that affect the visibility?
Almost certainly. And it depends on how much the comet disintegrates. Atlas, like all comets, is primarily composed of ice, and so as it approaches the Sun, this ice warms up, sublimates, or melts, and the comet loses structural integrity. And in return, it develops a beautiful tail. But in this case, it's breaking up entirely.
And it's happening now?
Yes. In fact, that's what Hubble has captured in these spectacular new images. And there's a chance we will still be able to see the comet even if it does break up, if you happen to have a small pair of binoculars or even a telescope hanging around.
But in the end, we'll get to see something that Hubble captures.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's cool about this is that we can watch this happen right before our eyes, night after night, as the comet whizzes past the Earth on its way to the Sun.
And you'll give us an update in a few weeks on what to look for.
Absolutely, I will. And where in the sky to look.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun stargazer. Thanks.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. You can get Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.